dependent to Allah. So Nabi Alayhi Salaam asked, who is the one that will guarantee me that he won't ask anybody for anything, then in return I will guarantee him Jannah. So Thawban radiallahu anhu said, فَقُلْتُ أَنَا, I said, oh Nabi Alayhi Salaam, I will do this. فَكَانَ لَا يَسْأَلُ أَحَدًا شَيْئًا رَوَهُ أَبُوْ دَاوُدْ. After that he didn't ask anybody for anything. As you mentioned also, it comes in one riwayat. And he didn't even ask somebody to pass a whoop from the bottom whilst he was mounted on the animal, because he had taken this pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I'm not going to ask anybody for anything. One point ulama bring out from here is that person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that person that doesn't ask anybody for anything, I will guarantee him Jannah. It means that the person who doesn't ask, he's got this habit that he doesn't ask anybody for anything, there's a good chance that he will pass away with Iman. He will leave this world with Iman. Why? Because how else he's going to be guaranteed Jannah if he leaves this world without Iman? So one point that the ulama put out is Allah Pak will make this person leave anything that can anybody ask for in leaving this world with Iman. So this is such an easy thing to do, is the person gets in the habit that he doesn't ask anybody for anything. Today's hadith and Abi Bishrin Qabisa ibn al-Mukhariq radiallahu anhu qala tahammaltu hamalatan fa'atitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as'aluhu fiha. Hadith Qabisa radiallahu anhu, he says that this word tahammaltu hamalatan means that I've taken on a burden. Literal meaning, I've taken on a burden or I've taken on a debt. Now in Islam, to take on a debt is not something that is encouraged. It's not something that is desired. This is the fundamental difference between Islamic teaching and the spirit of Islam and the so-called Islamic banks of today. Is the spirit of Islam is something known as qanaat, where man is happy with what Allah has given him. He lives within his means and he doesn't try and extend beyond it. So if he tries not to extend beyond it, then very seldom will he ever need to approach the bank to finance a bigger house, to finance a more better car, to finance a better life. He won't need, because he's living within his means. This is known as qanaat, where a person is happy with what Allah has given and he's not trying to stretch himself beyond it. And whereas generally the banking model is such that it encourages people to take debt, we can do this for you and they market this and market that and market the preferential rates that you can get. So now a person is encouraged to take out the debt. So anyway, this sahabi is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he's saying, I've taken on a burden. But this was a different type of debt that he had taken on. This here is referring to where there are two people that are disputing. For example, A is claiming some money from B, and B is refusing. Either he's saying that I don't owe you that money, or that amount that A is claiming, he's disagreeing on the amount. So there's a dispute between two Muslim brothers. Not only the dispute between two Muslim brothers, C comes in, for example, Qasim, he comes in, and he tells them that drop this dispute, whatever money A is claiming, that money I will sort it out. So now what he does is he takes on this debt upon himself, C takes on this debt upon himself, only to stop a dispute between two Muslim brothers. This is something that is encouraged and liked in Islam. So this is not your normal debt. So this is what the sahabi is saying. He said, I have taken on this debt, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, to stop two Muslim brothers from having any type of dispute. This is something that is complex time and age. There's so many disputes all over between brothers, between partners, between father and son, between siblings, all over these problems. So this is something that is disliked. We always heard in the Ramadan towards the ending that even the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr was taken away because of two people disputing. So anyways, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him that now he had taken on this debt. Now to fulfill the debt, he didn't have sufficient funds. So he came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some type of assistance. Qala Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, أَقِمْ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَنَا الصَّدَقَةُ فَنَأْمُرُ لَكَ بِهَا. Just wait here until some sadaqah comes in, then from there we will give you some. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا قَبِيسَ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained to him. Here also we learn something important. Any chance we get, if we know something, we should try and share it with somebody else. Try and explain it. Perhaps the person doesn't know. There's an opportunity to learn. So here he came to ask. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching him now under which conditions a person can ask. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him, إِنَّ الْمَسْأَلَةَ لَا تَحِلُّ إِلَّا لِأَحَدِ ثَلَاثَةٍ. O Qabisa, that it is not permissible for any person to ask except in the following three conditions, following situations. رَجُلٌ تَحَمَّلَ حَمَالَةً فَحَلَّتْ لَهُ الْمَسْأَلَةُ حَتَّى يُصِيبَهَا. That person who has taken on this type of debt to stop two people from disputing, he doesn't have sufficient now, then he is allowed to ask until, Nabi alayhi salam said, until he reaches a point that he collects that amount that is needed. Not beyond that. He doesn't go beyond that. What is needed, he collects and then he stops. ثُمَّ يُمْسِكُ. Then he holds back. وَرَجُلٌ أَصَابَتْهُ جَائِحَةٌ اجْتَاحَتْ مَالَهُ. That person who some kind of natural disaster strikes him. For example, earthquake came and destroyed the homes. Or fire came and burned the house. So some type of natural disaster where a person just lost everything and now his wealth is gone. For that person now to ask is permissible. فَحَلَّتْ لَهُ الْمَسْأَلَةُ حَتَّى يُصِيبَ قِوَامًا مِّنْ عَيْشٍ أَوْ قَالَ سِدَادًا مِّنْ عَيْشٍ. Until he gets enough so that he can cover his expenses, or he gets enough so that he can recover from where he was. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, وَرَجُلٌ أَصَابَتْهُ فَاقَةٌ. That person who some type of poverty has struck him, some type of affliction, difficulty, hardship. Here ulama explain that maybe a thief came and stole all his money, or sudden crisis, this person is gone and now he's in his constraints. حَتَّى يَقُولَ ثَلَاثَةٌ مِّنْ ذَوِي الْحِجَىٰ مِّنْ قُومِهِ. And not just he, in his mind, is thinking that he is in constraints. The three people that are intelligent from his community can testify that really this person is in constraint. Now it becomes permissible for that person to take. لَقَدْ أَصَابَتْ فُلَانًا فَاقَةٌ. These three people are testifying that this person is in constraint. فَحَلَّتْ لَهُ الْمَسْأَلَةُ حَتَّى يُصِيبَ قِوَامًا مِّنْ عَيْشٍ. Then it is permissible for him also to ask until he receives enough so that he can manage continuing on his life. أَوْ قَالَ سِدَادًا مِّنْ عَيْشٍ. Or he can get enough so that he can recovers him so that he can replace what he lost. فَمَا سِوَاهُنَّ مِنَ الْمَسْأَلَةِ يَا قَبِيسَ سُحْتٌ. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him. And that's also what a person has lost. Doesn't necessarily mean if he had a palace, he must collect enough to get a palace. Enough, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, so that he can recover. And enough for him so that he can just continue. Then he must stop. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining, فَمَا سِوَاهُنَّ مِنَ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. Anything besides this, يَا قَبِيسَ أَوْ قَبِيسَ. Anything besides this, سُحْتٌ, is very bad. Is disliked. يَأْكُلُهَا صَاحِبُهَا سُحْتًا. Whatever a person is eating, it is eating it unlawfully, unliked. In Shariat, it is something that is very, very bad. Something that is disliked. So a person goes and he asks. So here we realize something, that there's two things in Shariat. All the time a person will be in one of two conditions. He'll be in the condition where he's making shukr, or if he's not in that condition, then he's making sabr. But at no time should he go and complain unnecessarily to people and ask people. This is something that is disliked. Actually, the true spirit of sabr is where a person, he manages and he contains and he complains only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the hadith we did yesterday. That person who goes and he presents his case to people, Allah will make it such that this person will never really recover. He'll continue asking. But that person who presents himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got that true sabr. Allah will make it sooner or later, ajilin or ajilin. It means either Allah Pak will give this person a early death. In other words, he'll pass away and he won't have to face that type of poverty and hardship. He'll get all the benefits of akhirat. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to him in, Allah will give him in this world and Allah will reward him in akhirat. Nothing is difficult for Allah. That is what is meant by sooner or later. So either we are making sabr or we are making shukr. And sabr is such a quality today, we find that this is something that is lacking. In fact, in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ عَطَاءٍ أَوْسَعَ مِنَ السَّبَرِ. That there isn't any gift any person has got that is more far-reaching, more vast in benefit than sabr. Now we might think that why is it so far-reaching, so vast in its benefit? Because sabr is something that will help a person when he's driving. This is an example. And now, normally we know road rage, people get upset, people get, they get pressurized when somebody does something wrong. This person has got sabr, he'll remain calm. Some kind of dispute between him and his wife, he's got sabr, he'll remain calm. If somebody had told him something, somebody had swore him, if he's got sabr in his life, he'll remain calm, he'll remain cool. This person is going for hajj now, and at the immigration, there's queues and queues, and his umrah, and when he's doing the tawaf, and the crowd is there, when he's going through the processes of hajj, and all sorts of difficulties, he'll go, that hotel might not be right, but this person has got this even on that occasion of hajj. So when a person is going through any type of hardship, any type of difficulty, conditions are adverse, if a person has got sabr, sabr will help him. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, there isn't any gift a person has got that has is more far-reaching in his benefits than the consequence of sabr. He loses somebody, he doesn't just blurt out things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loses wealth. So something happens to him, then he doesn't blurt out, he's careful, he's got this quality of sabr. So what we learn from this hadith is, if a person doesn't present all his needs to people, He exercises sabr. He exercises his condition and places what he needs and his all his desires and what his wants are. He presents it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us this quality of sabr. And we always be careful what we say, what we do. This is an indication and a yardstick and a measurement to see what level of sabr we have. And then when conditions are good, we don't forget that we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always we got these two things, sabr and shukr. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.